Hello, I'm Bayless Conley, and I'd like to welcome you to our fourth session on how to be led by the Holy Spirit.
Hello, Adi Bayless Conley. Abdi nyambut caderek dina sesi urang anu kaopat ngeunaan kumaha dipingpin ku Roh Suci.
In this lesson, we're going to be talking about the priorities of life.
Pengajaran ieu urang baris nyarios ngeunaan prioritas kahirupan.
When you have your priorities right, it helps you to make good decisions.
Waktu prioritas saderek klaras, ieu baris nulungan saderek pikeun nyieun kaputusan hade.
If your priorities are out of line, you're going to have much trouble in your life and in your ministry.
Lamun prioritas saderek di luar garis, saderek baris ngalaman sieur kasusah dina hirup saderek sarta dina pelayanan.
Some decisions are very, very easy for me to make. All I need to do is look at my priorities.
Kalau kaputusan gampil pisan pikeun dijieun sadayana anu abdi dibutuhkeun nyaeta ningali kana prioritas-prioritas abdi.
I want to particularly talk to leaders in this lesson, but what I share will apply to all.
Utamana abdi hoyong nyareos ka para pamimpin dina pengajaran ieu bisa diterapkeun ka sadaya nu hadir.
There are four main priorities that I want to deal with.
Opat prioritas utama anu rek dibahas.
Ministry,
pelayanan,
family,
kulawarga,
relationship with God,
hubungan jeung Allah.
And then rest and recreation. Now, as you think about those for a moment, what order would you put them in?
Nah, sawatara saderek mikirkeun, kumaha saderek ngatur?
Priorities are determined by what you see as valuable and precious.
Prioritas ditangtukeun kunaon, aya nilai jeung hargaan.
The thing that when you have time that is all your own, the thing that you pursue during that time will let you know where your priorities are.
Dengan hal eta ngabogaan waktu, naon anu ku saderek diudag dina waktu eta baris medama saderek terang di mana prioritas saderek.
For some people, their ministry is the top priority.
Jika beberapa orang pelayanan maranena teh prioritas utama.
For other people, it's their recreation and their rest. They serve the sports they love.
Ikan jamaah sejen ieu teh rekreasi atawa reureu maranehna ieu teh olahraga jeung dipikaresep.
Some people it's their children or their spouse.
Ora urang ieu teh murang kalihna atawa pasanganna.
Let me share with you the way your priorities should be.
Ayo abdi ngabagikeun ka saderek kumaha sakuduna prioritas saderek.
The number one priority is your personal relationship with God.
Prioritas nu kahiji nya eta hubungan pribadi jeung Allah.
Your second priority should be your family.
Kedua kudu keluarga saderek.
Your third priority would be your ministry.
Katilu mah dina pelayanan saderek.
Now, if you're not in ministry, of course, that would equate to your job.
Saderek atuh pelayanan tangtu wae ieu sarua jeung padamelan saderek.
The fourth priority would be rest and recreation.
Prioritas nu kaopat jeung rekreasi.
Anytime any one of these priorities jumps out of line, it's headed for the number one spot.
Kira bae salah sahiji prioritas ieu ngaluncat kaluar garis, ieu maju ka nomor hiji.
This world was plunged into darkness because Adam and Eve got their priorities out of line.
Dunia digebrus kana poek lantaran Adam jeung Hawa nempatkeun prioritas maranehna di luar garis.
Eve put the material above the spiritual.
Hawa nempatkeun materi di luhureun rohani.
Adam put his wife above God.
Adam ngaprioritaskeun istrina di luhureun Allah.
When you study your Bible, you find out that God is a God of order.
Nalika saderek diajar Alkitab, saderek mendakan yen Allah teh Allah tartib.
Everything from giving offerings.
Wahal mimiti timasian persembahan-persembahan.
To building the tabernacle.
Nawangun kemah suci.
To making holy incense.
Yen ukupan suci.
To marching into war.
Baris nuju ka perang.
God has a specific order for doing things.
Ada ketertiban khusus pikeun ngalakukeun perkara-perkara.
You can avoid so many problems in your life and in your ministry.
Saderek bisa ngahindar tina masalah, tina kahirupan sarta tina pelayanan.
If you will prioritize your life according to biblical patterns and principles.
Amun hayang ngaprioritaskeun hirup saderek nurutkeun pola Alkitab jeung prinsip-prinsip.
Many, many ministers have made shipwreck of their lives because they let their priorities get out of line.
Pendeta nunggus ngancurkan hirup na ngantepkan prioritas keluar ti garis.
They put their ministry first and they neglected their family.
Tempatkan pelayanan kaiji sartanya pirakan keluargana.
They didn't take time with their personal relationship with God.
Maranena tengayakan waktu pikeun hubungan pribadi jeung Allah.
My friend, it pays to do things God's way.
Sobat ayargana ngalakukan cara Allah.
Turn with me, if you would, in your Bible to Deuteronomy chapter 30.
Buka sareng abdi lamun saderek hoyong di Nupamindo pasal 30.
We're going to talk about the number one priority, which is your personal relationship with God.
Rangga bahas prioritas nomor hiji hubungan pribadi sareng Allah.
And let me define that term for you.
Inan abdi ngadefinisikeun topik.
That is not preaching.
Lain khotbah.
What I'm doing right now, this is not my personal relationship with God.
Anu kudu ku abdi dilakukeun ayeuna lain hubungan abdi jeung Allah.
It's the overflow of my relationship with God, but this is not my relationship with God.
Kita luapan hubungan abdi jeung Allah, nanging lain hubungan abdi jeung Allah.
Even praying and studying to get a message to preach, that is not my relationship with God.
Doa jeung diajar pikeun meunang topik pikeun dikhotbakeun ieu lain hubungan abdi jeung Allah.
By that personal relationship, I mean my friendship and my fellowship with God.
Hubungan pribadi eta maksud abdi sosobatan jeung persekutuan abdi jeung Allah.
The time that I spend in his presence in prayer and worship.
Waktu nu digunakeun di hadirat dina doa jeung penyembahan.
The time that I spend in his word just getting to know him.
Waktu pikeun pangandikana ngan saukur pikeun kenal ka anjeunna.
That is the first priority of life.
Ieu prioritas hirup nu utama.
Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 19.
Amindo 30 dina ayat 18.
I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life that both you and your descendants may live.
Ayeuna Bapa minta disaksian ku langit jeung bumi mana anu rek dipilih ti pangeran berkahna atawa panyapana rek milih hirup atawa paeh.
Verse 20, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice, and that you may cling to him. For he is your life and the length of your days, and that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them.
Yang sumujud mantep-mantep ke pangeran Allah mane, sangkan bisa tetap rengenek seanak incu di tanah anuku, mantena diikrarkan ke karuhun marana Ibrahim, Ishak, dan Yakub.
In verse 19, he said, choose life. In verse 20, he said, God is your life.
In ayat 18, mantana nyarioskeun pilih kahirupan dina ayat 20.
He said, love the Lord, cling to the Lord.
Mantana nyarioskeun pangeran tahirup mane.
Your intimate fellowship with God through prayer and the word is number one.
Mantana nyaurkeun pikaasih Gusti gumantung ka Gusti.
All effective ministry will be the overflow or the outgrowth of this personal fellowship with God.
Persekutuan anu raket jeung Gusti ngalangkungan doa jeung pangandika teh nomor hiji.
We won't take time to turn there right now, but in John chapter 15 verses 4 and 5.
Layan anu efektif baris ngalir kaluar tina tumuwuna persekutuan pribadi jeung Allah.
Jesus in verses 4 and 5 said, he's the vine and we are the branches.
Urang teu ngagunakeun waktu pikeun ngabahas anu ayeuna nanging dina Yohanes 15 ayat 4 jeung 5.
He said the only way we can be fruitful is if we abide in him.
Dina ayat 4 jeung 5 nyarioskeun mantenna teh tangkal anggur urang agung dahandana.
In one translation it says that we must maintain a living communion with him.
Mantena ngadawu hiji-hijina cara urang bisa buahan nya eta lamun urang ngahiji jeung mantena.
I talked to some young believers and some young ministers that are in such a hurry.
Di nyarita ka sabaraha budak ngora Kristen sarta sabaraha pendeta muda anu resep buru-buru.
They say, we need to go out and preach the word. We want to cast out devils and heal the sick.
Abdi perlu keluar sarta pikeun pangandika abdi rek ngusir setan ngadamangkeun udur.
Yes, we need to do all of those things. We must pray for the sick, cast out demons, and preach the word.
Perlu ngalakukeun eta kudu ngadoa pikeun udur ngusir roh jahat sarta pikeun pangandika.
But something must come first.
Ana eja nu kudu diheulakeun.
Look with me in Mark's Gospel, the third chapter.
Tingali sasarengan dina Injil Markus pasal 3.
Mark chapter 3, and we're going to read verses 13 through 15.
Markus pasal 3, ayat 13 sampai 15.
Verse 13 through 15.
Ayat 13 sampai 15.
And he went up on the mountain and called to him those he himself wanted, and they came to him.
Yeskitu Yesus munggah ke pasir anjeunna nyauran sawatara urang anu cop kana manahna.
Then he appointed 12 that they might be with him, and he might send them out to preach.
Kuanjeunna kapilih 12 urang supaya marengan kami salilana dauhanana.
And to have power to heal sicknesses and to cast out demons.
Eks kami diutus nepikeun Injil jeung dibere ka kawasan pikeun usir setan.
And notice he appointed the disciples first to be with him.
Perhatikeun anjeunna netepkeun murid-muridna ti heula pikeun ngabarengan.
Then he would send them out to preach.
Ngutus anjeunna kaluar pikeun khotbah.
And to heal and to deliver.
Ngawaraskeun sarta ngabebaskeun.
You're called to preach, yes. You're called to cast out demons and heal the sick. But first you are called to be with him. The Apostle Paul cried out in Philippians chapter
3.
Oh, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Knowing him comes before knowing his power. If you will get this priority right, many other things will work themselves out. Look with me in Luke's Gospel, the 10th chapter. Some people are so busy with the ministry that they don't have time for the Lord. I realize that sounds funny. You can actually be working for God and have no time to spend with God. Don't get so busy with the work of the Lord that you don't have time to spend with the Lord himself.
Kula sibuk ku padamelan Gusti nepi ka saderek teu aya waktu pikeun sasarengan sareng Gusti.
Luke chapter 10, we're going to read verses 38 through 42.
Luka 10 ayat 38 nepi ka 41.
Verse 38. Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house.
38 di setengahing perjalanan Yesus murid-muridna anjog ka hiji desa. Ditampi ku hiji wanita ngaran Martha.
And she had a sister called Mary who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word.
Martha boga dulur hiji ngaranna Maria, Maria ge diuk emok deket kana sampean Gusti ngabandungan.
But Martha was distracted with much serving and she approached him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore tell her to help me."
Ari Martha pakpik sasadian geus kitu Martha unjukan ka anjeunna pokna Gusti. Bade diantepai etapun dulur ngeunah-ngeunah ari abdi repot sorangan.
Jesus answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things."
Tapi ku Gusti diwaler, "Martha, Martha, teu kudu salempang barira repot maneh sagala rupa."
But one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her.
Ieu nu perlu teh turutan Maria geus milih anu utama tur moal ucul deui ti dirina.
Mary had chosen to sit at the feet of Jesus and hear his word.
Maria geus milih pikeun diuk di sampean Gusti sareng ngadangukeun pangandikanna.
Jesus said that's the one thing that's needed.
Serius-serius ngan hiji anu perlu.
This is the top priority.
Ieu teh prioritas utama.
Martha in one translation said she was overoccupied and too busy.
Martha dina hiji terjemahan disaurkeun kieu manehna sakitu kaikat ku pagawean sarta sibuk pisan.
What is she busy doing? Is it a terrible thing? No, it's a good thing. She's serving the Lord. She's serving the disciples of the Lord. She's helping people. But she's taking no time to sit with Jesus. Pastor, leader, listen to me.
Pendeta mimpin dangukeun abdi.
Take time to sit at the feet of Jesus.
Ayakeun waktu pikeun diuk di sampean Yesus.
The Bible says Mary chose to do this.
Kitab nyaurkeun Maria milih pikeun ngalakukeun.
In Deuteronomy we read that you have to choose to be with God.
Dina pamindo urang maca yen sadere kudu milih sasarengan sareng Allah.
A thousand things will call to you to pull you away. But you cannot minister effectively until you've been with him. I used to go to the gas station and I would get so frustrated.
Udah bisa init ke tempat paragi ngesian gas.
As I would be pumping the gas in my car, it seemed like the gas pumps would take forever.
Abdi nuju ngompak gas ke jero mobil, katingal seperti pompa-pompa gas moal angges-angges.
I had no patience with it.
Abdi tersabar.
So I put a very small amount of gasoline in because I couldn't wait until my tank was full.
Abdi baris ngasih gas sakedik lantaran abdi tebisa nunggu nepi ka tangki pinuh.
One day I'm putting the little bit of gas in my car like I always do.
Dinten abdi nuju ngesian sakedik gas dina mobil abdi saperti anu dilakukeun ku abdi.
And the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart.
Roh suci nyarios kana ka abdi.
He said, "You do the same thing to me."
Mane ngalakukeun hal anu sarua ka kami.
I said, "What do you mean, Lord?"
Roh abdi naon maksud Gusti?
He says, "You come into my presence."
Mane datang ka hadirat kami.
And you're always in such a hurry, you never stay long enough to get full.
Rusuhan teu pernah cicing rada lila nepi ka mane puas.
That's why you're out of gas spiritually.
Sebabna kunaon maneh saepeun gas sacara rohani.
He said, "Spend enough time in my presence to get full."
Pake cukup waktu di hadirat kami nepi ka puas.
I said, "Lord, I repent."
Abdi Gusti, abdi tobat.
And I changed.
Kata abdi bade robah.
My number one priority is to be with him.
Prioritas nomor hiji abdi aya sasarengan sareng mantenna.
My second priority is my family.
Prioritas anu kadua nya eta keluarga abdi.
I have small children.
Dengan gaduhan murang kali alit.
And my precious wife. Pun
bojo anu penting pisan.
Within that priority, I want to break it into two parts.
Prioritas eta abdi hayang ngabagi dina dua bagian.
First comes your spouse, then comes your children.
Kahiji nya eta pasangan sareng murang kali saderek.
My wife comes after God and before my children.
Bojo tempatna sanggeus Allah sateuacanna barudak abdi.
Look with me in Genesis chapter 2 if you would.
Tingali sarengan dina Kejadian 2 upami sadaya kersa.
We're going to read where God created a helper for Adam.
Nalika urang maca di mana Gusti nyiptakeun saurang penolong pikeun Adam.
Genesis 2 and verse 18.
Kejadian 2 dina ayat 18.
And the Lord God said, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him."
Gusti Allah ngandika teu hade manusa hirup sorangan ku kami dibere batu nu pantes dina ngabaturan.
Now, as we read the story, we see God took one of Adam's ribs and he made a woman and brought her to him.
Nalika urang maca carita ieu urang ningal Allah nyandak tulang iga Adam sarta mantenna nyiptakeun awewe dibawa ka Adam.
And when God said it's not good that he should be alone,
nalika Gusti ngadawuh teu hade manusia sorangan bae,
he didn't say, "I'll make a ministry for him."
Mantenna teu ngadawuh kami baris nyiptakeun hiji pelayan keur manehna.
He said, "I'll make a helper suitable for him."
Mantenna teu ngadawuh kami baris ngajadikeun batur nu pantas keur manehna.
His wife completed him, not a ministry.
Awewena anu ngalengkepan lain hiji pelayanan.
So many people look to their job for fulfillment.
Jadi seueur jalma milari pagawean pikeun kepuasan maranehna.
Or to their ministry.
Atau pikeun pelayananna.
Your wife or your husband makes you complete.
Bojona atawa salakina saderek ngabalukarkeun saderek lengkep.
From the time I was first saved, I had heard people say something.
Nawitan abdi diselametkeun, abdi geus ngadangu jalma-jalma nyarios hijal.
I heard many people say that the ministry comes before your wife.
Jeur jalma nyarios pelayanan leuwih utama tibatan pamajikan.
I was very puzzled about
abdi
that.
Abdi tataros ngeunaan hal eta.
I was camping in the mountains one time.
Abdi nuju kemah di hiji gunung.
Late at night after the fire had gone out, I was laying on my back talking to God.
Tangis api unggun di pareuman, abdi nuju ngagoler baris sasaulan sareng Gusti.
I was not married then, but I knew I was called to ministry.
Abdi tacan nikah nanging abdi terang abdi disaur pikeun ngalayanan.
I said, "Lord, people have told me that the ministry comes before a wife."
Gusti, jalma-jalma masih terang ka abdi supaya mangheulakeun pelayanan sateuanya pamajikan.
I said, "Lord, which one comes first?"
Gusti, nu mana nu tipaheulakeun?
The Lord answered my question with a question.
Tingawaler patarosan abdi nu kahiji.
I heard this question in my heart.
Tingadangu ieu patarosan dina hate abdi.
What is ministry?
Naon pelayanan teh?
I thought for a moment and I said, "I believe I know."
Mikir sakedap sarta abdi nyarita abdi yakin abdi terang.
Ministry is people.
Pelayanannya eta jalma-jalma.
God said, "Good." He said, "Your wife is a person. Minister to her first."
Teu Gusti saya pamajikan mana teh saurang manusia layanan manehna heula.
That settled it for me.
Yeun abdi tenang.
But I also found that the Bible teaches the same thing.
Abdi manggihan yen Alkitab ngajarkeun hal nu sarua.
Look with me in 1 Timothy chapter 3.
Dina sasarengan sareng abdi dina hiji Timotius pasal 3.
We're going to begin in verse 1 and read through verse 5.
Kurang baris ngamitian dina ayat 1 nepi ka 5.
1 Timothy chapter 3 verses 1 through 5.
Hiji Timotius 3 ayat 1 nepi ka 5.
This is a faithful saying, if a man desires the position of a bishop, he desires a good work.
Yang jadi pamimpin jamaah teh cita-cita nu kacida mulyana.
A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, temperate, sober-minded, of good behavior, hospitable, able to teach.
Jadi pamimpin jamaah teh ulah cacat, kudu satia kabojo, titih, nyaliksik diri, tartib, adab, akuan, ahli ngati.
Not given to wine, not violent, not greedy for money, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not covetous.
Ulah nyandu kana inuman teu meunang kertus haseum budi. Kudu somea daek akur daek ngakur kentur ulah.
One who rules his own house well, having his children in submission with all reverence.
Bisa ngamudi rumah tangga, bisa ngawarah tur kapi ajrih ku anak.
For if a man does not know how to rule his own house, how will he take care of the church of God?
Pama, ka rumah tangga sorangan teu bisa ngamudi atuh komo nungtun jamaah.
These verses tell us that your wife and children come before your ministry.
Ayat-ayat nu marenyaho ka urang yen pamajikan jeung anak diheulakeun satelah acara pelayanan.
If I cannot care for my wife, I cannot care for a ministry.
Abdi teu marirea pamajikan, abdi oge teu marirea pelayanan.
If I can't care for my bride, how can I care for the bride of Christ?
Abdi teu marirea panganten abdi, kumaha abdi bisa marirea panganten Kristus?
If I can't care for my family, how can I care for the family of God?
Abdi teu malire keluarga abdi, kumaha abdi bisa malire keluarga Allah?
Many ministers have ended up in the divorce court because they neglected their spouse.
Geur pelayanan untung-untungna ku pepegatan jeung pengadilan lantaran maranehna nyapirakeun pasanganna.
They were too busy with their ministry to put any time into their marriage.
Pisan ku pelayanan jeung teu ngaluangkeun waktu pikeun pernikahan.
I have known many preachers that were so busy.
Dikenal seueur tukang khotbah anu sakitu sibukna.
Trying to meet the needs of others.
Saha nyumponan kabutuhan nu sejen.
That they totally neglected their own wives.
Tapi kamanehna bener-bener nyapirakeun pamajikan.
You must learn that your wife is more important than your ministry.
Saderek kudu diajarin pamajikan saderek leuwih penting tibatan pelayanan.
There are women that I have known.
Aya wanita anu abdi kenal.
Married to preachers.
Nikah jeung pengkhotbah.
But they were totally neglected by their husbands.
Manehna bener-bener disapirakeun ku sarogena.
They were lonely.
Manehna kasepian.
He never spoke with them.
Lakina teu pernah mawa ngobrol.
His life was the ministry.
Hirupna teh pelayanan.
And the devil sent someone along to tempt the wife.
Iblis ngiring saurang nu rek ngagoda awewe.
And some have given in to the temptation and committed adultery.
Beberapa jalma geus ngagoda ngalakukeun perzinahan.
Now they are responsible for their sins and for their actions.
Ayeuna maranehna tanggung jawab kana dosa jeung pagaweanana.
But it was partially their husband's fault.
Namung sabagian ieu teh kasalahan salakina.
I've seen the reverse happen as well.
Abdi geus ningal hal anu sabalikna ieu kajadian.
A woman that's involved in ministry taking no time for her husband.
Orang wanita anu pelayanan teu boga waktu pikeun salakina.
The same thing can happen.
Anu sarua bisa kajadian.
I know one woman that divorced her husband.
Abdi kenal hiji wanita anu nolak salakina.
She said, "You're hindering my ministry."
Teuk manehna maneh ngahalangan pelayanan.
I have to get you out of the way. I don't have time for you.
Abdi kudu nyingkirkeun manehna abdi teu boga waktu pikeun manehna.
My wife is second to God only.
Bojo tempatna kadua sanggeus Allah.
She comes before every other person in our church.
Manehna heula satu acana unggal jalma di gereja abdi.
Or any person outside of the church.
Atawa sahabae di luar gereja.
We are a team.
Abdi teh hiji tim.
I cannot minister effectively if my relationship with her is not right.
Abdi teu bisa ngalayana secara efektif lamun hubungan abdi teu bener.
She is my first ministry.
Manehna teh pelayanan abdi nu kahiji.
It's my responsibility as well as my joy to see that her needs are met.
Eta tanggung jawab abdi sarta abdi pikeun bunga ningali ka butuhan kacumponan.
When I give to her, it does nothing but bless the ministry.
Nalika abdi mere manehna, ieu teu kaharti sakalian ngaberkahan pelayanan abdi.
We were driving down the road one day.
Abdi nuju naik mobil di jalan.
We had just been married a few years.
Abdi namai nikah sabar tahun.
And we'd been in a fight.
Abdi sok pasaya.
And so I wasn't speaking to her.
Abdi tengomong nanaun kemanena.
I was pretending like she wasn't even in the car.
Abdi teta api-api manena te aya di jero mobil.
And again the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart.
Sucinya rios ka abdi dina hate abdi.
He said, son, if you're out of fellowship with your wife, you're out of fellowship with me.
Anaking lamun manena te ngahiji jeung pamajikan manena oge moang ngahiji jeung kami.
I immediately turned around and said, honey, I'm sorry.
Abdi ngaliuk sarta nyarita sayang hampura abdi.
I cannot minister effectively if my wife and I are not right.
Abdi teu bisa ngalayana secara efektif lamun pamajikan jeung abdi teu bener.
I spend time with her.
Abdi ngaluangkeun waktu jeung manehna.
I set aside time just to give to her.
Abdi nyediakeun waktu ngampikeun manehna.
It's important that you do the same.
Eta penting yen saderek ngalakukeun hal ieu.
Now within this priority of the family, next comes your children.
Jadi prioritas dina keluarga salajengna nyaeta murang kali.
Come after your spouse, but also before your ministry.
Tempat maranehna sanggeus pasangan saderek namung oge sateu acana pelayanan saderek.
Your children are your first mission field.
Barangkali saderek teh lapangan pelayanan saderek.
And after you get them saved, they become your first church.
Geus saderek mawa maranehna diselamatkeun maranehna di gereja saderek.
I was driving in a car with an old minister one day.
Abdi nuju naik mobil jeung saurang pendeta dina hiji dinten.
He had spent many, many years preaching all over the world.
Anjeuna geus mang taun-taun khotbah di sakulea dunya.
He was filled with wisdom.
Anjeuna dipinuhan ku hikmat.
And we began to talk about the family.
Dimimiti nyarita ngeunaan keluarga.
And he began to mention a famous preacher after preacher that had lost their children.
Anjeuna mimiti nyebutkeun pendeta-pendeta anu terkenal anu kaleungitan barudakna.
He mentioned one whose son had died of a drug overdose.
Jena nyebutkeun salah saurang anu putrana maot lantaran overdosis narkoba.
Other whose children committed suicide.
Sejena murangkalina geus maehan sorangan.
Others who had children that hated God.
Nuliana mitangewa ka Allah.
I will never forget what he said to me.
Abdi tepok kana sakasauranana.
He looked into my eyes and he said this.
Anjeuna melongka abdi sarta ayeuna nyaros.
He said, if that is success, I don't want it.
Lamun eta hiji keberhasilan abdi alim.
The men that we were speaking about
laki anu dicaritakeun eta
had spent no time with their children.
Ngaluangkeun waktu bareng jeung barudakna.
They preached everywhere but gave no time to the family.
Aranena khotbah di mana-mana teu boga waktu pikeun keluarga.
Remember we read in 1 Timothy 3.
Ingat urang maca dina 1 Timotius 3.
That the minister's family must be in order first.
Yen pelayanan keluarga kudu dilakeun.
Before he's qualified to minister to others.
Eta acana manehna pantes ngalayana anu sejen.
Why is it that some children are so bitter and angry toward God and toward the church?
Naon sabaraha budak sakitu pait ambek ka Allah sarta ka gereja.
Many times it's because their father had time for everyone else and no time for them.
Mun pisan ieu ku sabab bapana boga waktu pikeun jalma sajen teu boga waktu pikeun manehna.
I would like to refer you to a story.
Di badana embongkeun ka saderek hiji carita.
We won't take time to turn there, but you can find it in 2 Samuel chapter 2.
Mangga urang buka dina 2 Samuel 2.
Excuse me, 1 Samuel chapter 2.
Punten hiji Samuel 2.
It's a story about a priest named Eli.
Ieu kisah ngeunaan Imam Eli.
He was a minister of God.
Anjeunna teh saurang pelayan Allah.
But the Bible says his own sons did not know the Lord.
Mun Alkitab nyaurkeun putra-putrana sorangan teu wanoh ka Allah.
It says they were committing immoral acts with the women around the temple.
Maranehanana ngalakukeun perbuatan amoral jeung awewe.
It says his boys were stealing the offerings.
Para putrana mauk persembahan.
And because of his children, the Bible says that the people despised the offerings of the Lord.
Lantaran anakna Alkitab nyaukeun jalma-jalma ngalawarakan persembahan pikeun Gusti.
His children were out of control and he did nothing to change it.
Barudakna teu bisa dikadalian manehna ngalakukeun naon anu keur ngarobahna.
It's a shame when the preacher's own children don't know the Lord.
Eta ngerakeun lamun anak pengkhotbah sorangan anu wanoh ka Gusti.
There was a young boy that was also raised in the household of Eli that was different.
Budak laki anu digedekeun di Imam Eli anu kalakuanana beda.
It was the son of Hannah, his name was Samuel.
Manehna teh putra Hannah namina Samuel.
Now, Samuel was different. He grew up and he knew the Lord and he worshiped the Lord.
Samuel beda manena digedekeun sartawan ka Gusti ibadah ka Gusti.
But if you read your Bible, you find out that even Samuel, though he was a great prophet of God.
Saderek mendakan maca kitab saderek mendakan Samuel sanajan seorang nabi.
He lost his own children.
Manena kalengitan budak sorangan.
We won't take time to turn there, but you can read it in 1 Samuel chapter 8.
Kurang moal make waktu pikeun ngabukana hiji Samuel 8.
The Bible says that the people came to Samuel and they said this.
Inu Alkitab jalma-jalma datang ka Samuel sarta maranena nyaros kieu.
They said, "We see that you're old and ready to die."
Maranena nyaros anjeun geus sepuh.
But your sons don't follow in your ways.
Barudak maneh hirup henteu saperti anjeun.
They take bribes.
Narima panyogok.
They lie.
Muterbalikeun kaadilan.
We don't want them to rule over us.
Abdi teu daek maranehna marentah abdi.
They said, "We want a king like other nations."
Maranehna abdi hayang saurang raja saperti bangsa-bangsa saja.
Israel having a king was never God's will.
Israel boga saurang raja anu ulian mangrupa kayong Allah.
But God allowed it.
Namun Allah ngidinan.
You know why it happened?
Terang kunaon ieu kejadian?
Because Samuel had lost his children.
Lantaran Samuel geus kalengitan barudakna.
Apparently he hadn't taken time with them.
Pina maranehna teu ngaluangkeun waktu pikeun maranehna.
You can be a great preacher.
Terek bisa jadi saurang pengkhotbah agung.
Your words can be on fire.
Kecap-kecap saderek bisa ngagegeduh.
But if you do not take time with your family, your ministry can crumble.
Tapi lamun saderek atuh ngaluangkeun waktu jeung keluarga, pelayanan saderek bisa hancur.
Take time with your children.
Luangkeun waktu kanggo murang kali saderek.
I heard a story about a man one day.
Dengadangu hiji carita ngeunaan saurang lalaki.
The circus was coming to town and he was going to take his boys.
Sirkus nuju pentas di kota angkat bari mau budak.
They're getting ready to leave the house and suddenly the telephone rang.
Karena siap angkat di imah ngadak-ngadak telepon di sana.
It was someone from work said, "We want you to come into work."
Salah saurang ti kantor, abdi hayang saderek datang sarta digawe.
He said, "I'm sorry, I can't."
Emana punten abdi teu tiasa.
I have something planned.
Abdi tos gaduh rencana.
They said, "Are you sure we'd like you to come
saderek
in?"
Saderek yakin abdi hoyong saderek ka kantor.
Said, "I can't do
it."
He hung the phone up and his wife was staring at him.
Anena nyimpen telepon sarta pamajikan molototan.
She said, "Honey, the circus will come back again."
Dayang, sirkus ada baris datang deui.
He said, "Yes, but my boy's childhood will not come back again."
Ya, tapi waktu barudak-barudak urang moal uih deui.
It is important to spend time with your children.
Penting pikeun ngaluangkeun waktu babarengan jeung urang kali.
Just yesterday I received an invitation to come speak in Africa.
Kamari abdi narima undangan pikeun nyaros di Afrika.
In the second largest city of a nation.
Kota kadua anu ageung ti hiji bangsa.
It's going to be a huge crusade.
Nya baris diayakeun hiji KKR.
They asked me to be the featured speaker.
Maranehna menta abdi pikeun jadi pengkhotbah utama.
But during the dates they wanted me to come.
Tapi tanggal anu kumaranehna dijadwalkeun.
I already have a time scheduled with my family.
Geus dijadwalkeun pikeun acara keluarga.
I didn't even really need to pray about it.
Adi benar-benar perlu ngadoakeun.
I wrote them back and thanked them for the invitation.
Dinulis ka maranehna ngucapkeun hatur nuhun ku undangan.
Said, "I'm sorry I can't come. I have time with my family then."
Punten abdi teu tiasa dongkap. Dina tanggal eta aya acara sareng keluarga.
I'm not going to lose my family.
Abdi teu hoyong kalengitan keluarga abdi.
Now you might say, "Well, they'll understand."
Ayeuna teu saderekna maranehna bari ngartos.
Some people say that again and again and again and they never end up spending the time with their family.
Ayeuna nyarioskeun eta deui, ayeuna maranehna teu pernah ngaluangkeun waktu pikeun keluargana.
I schedule time with my children first.
Utamakeun waktu pikeun murang kali abdi.
They end up being my greatest asset to the ministry.
Ayeuna maranehna jadi aset pangagengna.
People are drawn to the church.
Jalma-jalma jadi katarik ka gereja.
Because they see a solid family in the pastor.
Karena maranehna ningal hiji keluarga pendeta anruna.
I make decisions based upon my priorities.
Abdi nyana kaputusan dumasar prioritas abdi.
If it's going to hurt my family, I won't do it.
Lamun ieu baris nganyinyiri keluarga abdi moal ngalakukeun.
All of the television equipment is being used right now.
Kadaya perlengkapan TV anu digunakeun ayeuna.
I'm going to tell you how we got all this equipment.
Di masihan terang kumaha kenging nganggo alat ieu.
We used to film gospel television programs in a local studio.
Biasana abdi ngadamel film program penginjilan ngalangkungan TV di studio lokal.
And I would drive every week to go film all of these programs.
Abdi baris naik mobil unggal minggu pikeun film sadaya program.
I already had a very busy schedule.
Abdi geus boga hiji jadwal anu sibuk pisan.
And as I would leave, the children would say, "Daddy, do you have to go again? Can't you stay with us?"
Abdi hoyong init barudak nyarita ayah. Nah, ayah indit. Nah, teu bisa ayah cicing jeung abdi.
Many times I would drive down the street weeping with tears coming down my cheeks.
Kering pisan abdi nyetir di jalan bari ngusapan si panon nu ngadadak ngalemereh.
I say in my heart, "Oh God, I know you want me to do television, but what about my family?"
Abdi nyarita di jero hate, "Duh Gusti, abdi terang, ampun hoyong abdi siaran TV nanging kumaha."
So it came into my heart to do something.
Timbul dina hate pikeun ngalakukeun hijau.
We invested in all of the television equipment.
Ngadamel investasi sadaya peralatan TV.
Brought everything into the church.
Aya-aya di sana ka gereja.
So that it's done right here.
Tapi ka bisa dilakukeun di dieu.
I worked it out.
Ieu hasil.
That if I didn't have to go away those evenings to tape the television programs, that by the time my oldest son was 18 years old, I would have been able to spend a full year of evenings with him.
Bisa ngagunakeun waktu sataun pinuh dina wengina.
The decision to buy all of the television equipment was based upon my priorities.
Keputusan pikeun meser peralatan TV dumasar prioritas abdi.
And I've never regretted it.
Abdi teu pernah hanyakal.
You can't put a price on your family.
Teu bisa nyimpen hiji harga ka keluarga.
Turn with me in your Bible to Colossians chapter 4.
Buka sareng abdi di Kolose pasal 4.
We come to the next area of priority, ministry.
Kurang nepi kena bidang prioritas salajengna pelayanan.
It comes after your relationship with God and after your family.
Ditempatkan sanges hubungan sadera sareng Allah sarta sareng keluarga sadera.
Colossians chapter 4 and verse 17.
Kolosa 4 ayat 17.
And say to Archippus, "Take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Lord, that you may fulfill it."
Pangnepikeun ka Archippus, "O mat sing junun ngalampakeun tugas ti Gusti teh."
He said, "Fulfill the ministry you've received from the Lord."
Kana jalankeun sapinuhna pelayanan anu katerima ti Gusti.
Look at another verse with me in 2 Timothy chapter 4.
Tinggal 2 Timotius 4.
And we want to look at verse 5.
Baca ayat 5.
"But you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry."
Hidup kudu tetap bisa ngawasan diri, kudu daek wayana, hidup ulah kapok ngalakonan wapansen, wawaran jalan terus.
If you are called into the ministry, my friend, fulfill your ministry.
Kamu sederek disaur kana pelayanan, sobat, abdi jalankeun sapinuhna pelayanan.
You have to give yourself to your ministry.
Sederek kudu masikeun diri sadarek pelayanan.
Ministry is co-laboring together with God.
Pelayanan teh ngadamel sareng Allah.
To change people's lives and destinies for eternity.
Bikin ngarobah hirup jalma-jalma sarta ngahontal kalanggengan.
I break the ministry down into several areas.
Abdi ngabagi pelayanan abdi dina sabaraha bidang.
Number one is my time of prayer and study.
Nomor hiji waktu ngadoa sareng diajar.
I have to study the word of God and pray and seek the mind of God.
Abdi geus diajar pangandika Gusti sarta doa milari pikiran Allah.
So that I have a fresh message to deliver to my people.
Bika abdi gaduh hiji pesan anu seger sarta didugikeun ka jemaah.
I'm called to feed the flock of God.
Abdi disaur pikeun mere dahar kawanan domba.
Have you ever smelled fresh bread cooking?
Antos saderek ngambu seungitna roti anu anyar keneh.
Oh my, it just draws you to it.
Wah, ieu narik saderek.
Well, as a preacher, you're called to do something. To take fresh bread from the ovens of heaven and deliver it to your people. You must pray and study. To hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. That word will penetrate the hearts of your people. That is number one, my study and prayer.
Nomor hiji, diajar sareng doa.
Now, after that comes the staff in the church, or the staff in the ministry, the leaders in the ministry.
Sanggeus eta kakara staff di gereja atau staff dina pelayanan para pemimpin pelayanan.
You must take time with your leaders.
Kembalikan deh. Waktu sareng para pemimpin.
Jesus had a pattern in his life.
Ya dua deh. Balik deh. Rupanana.
There were three people that were closest to him.
Aya tilu nu paling raket jeung mantena.
Peter, James, and John.
Terus Yakobus jeung Yohanes.
Many times he would just take those three with him aside.
Teman pisan mantena nyandak tiluanana sasarengan.
And then he ministered to the other 12. They were the next circle of people that were close to him.
Jeung mantena ngalayanan 12 urang, aya bule dan jalma-jalma.
He spent the next amount of time with them.
Mantena nganggo waktu sasarengan jeung maranehna.
And then there was a group of 70 disciples that were the next circle that were close to Jesus.
Aya kelompok 70 murid anu mangrupakeun buleu dan salajengna anu caket.
He spent the next amount of time with them.
Mantena ngagunakeun waktu pikeun maranehna.
Then there were the masses and the multitudes.
Teras aya massa sareng jalma seueur.
And then Jesus spent time with them.
Ngagunakeun waktu pikeun maranehna.
There was the three.
Aya tilu jalmi.
There was the 12.
12 jalmi.
There was the 70.
70 jalmi.
And then there was the multitudes. I pastor a church. I must take time with the leaders in my church. And then after that I minister to the congregation. The next area in that after your leaders is ministering to your people.
Wilayah seterusnya sanggeus para pamimpin saderek nyaeta jemaah saderek.
You need to give them the word of God and pray for them.
Peryogi masihan kamaranena pangandika Gusti sarta ngadoakeun.
Be available to them.
Siap sadia pikeun maranena.
As we say in English, be touchable.
Seperti urang nyaurkeun dina basa Inggris, rea pikeun diganggu.
They need to be able to relate to
maranena you. Perlu bisa ayana hubungan jeung saderek.
I have been to some churches and it's almost as if there's armed guards around the preacher all the time.
Geus datang ka sabaraha gereja, ieu seolah-olah aya satpam anu mawa senjata.
You're almost afraid to go up to him to say hello. You need to be able to relate to your people. Jesus related to the people. That's what ministry is about. It's about people. A person that doesn't like people shouldn't be in ministry.
Nutu resep jalma-jalma kuruna ulah ngiring dina pelayanan.
Now, ministry is work.
Pelayanan teh digawe.
You must work at being a good minister.
Rek kudu digawe pikeun jadi saurang pelayan nu hade.
Look with me at 1 Peter chapter 5 if you would.
Membaca di Petrus pasal 5 lamun sadaya kersa.
Now if you have your first priorities in order.
Urutan prioritas saderek.
Your relationship with God.
Hubungan saderek sareng Allah.
Your family.
Keluarga saderek.
And then the ministry.
Seterusnya pelayanan saderek.
You will be a success.
Saderek berhasil.
Look here in 1 Peter chapter 5 verses 2 and 3.
Ingat tinah di Petrus 5 ayat 2 duka 3.
It says, shepherd the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, but willingly, not for dishonest gain, but eagerly.
Urus sing bener domba-domba Allah dina cangkingan aranjeun, urusna ulah kurasa kapaksa kudu jeung ikhlas luyu jeung pamundut Allah. Ulah pandang buruh tapi ngarasa yen eta teh kewajiban.
Nor as being lords over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock.
Ulah boga pikir kawasa marentah anu dipercayakeun ku anggur kudu meret.
Ministers were never called to be dictators.
Para pelayan lain disaur pikeun jadi diktator.
Yes, they must make decisions.
Maranena kudu nyana keputusan.
And they must take the lead.
Maranena kudu mimpin.
Leaders must be strong.
Pamimpin kudu kuat.
But the main way they lead is not by giving orders.
Tapi cara kepentingan maranena mimpin lain kanu mere parenta.
It is by being an example.
Ia dilakukan ku jadi tuladan.
Be an example of a man or woman that spends time with God alone.
Jadi tuladan serta jadi seorang lelaki atau awen mengaluangkan waktu bebarengan jeung Allah.
Be an example of someone that loves their husband or their wife.
Jadi tuladan jadi seorang anu mikasih salaki atau pamajikan.
Be an example of someone that takes time with their family.
Jadi tuladan ku cara jadi seorang anu ngaluangkan waktu bebarengan jeung kulawarga.
I think those things in my life.
Abdi mikirkeun hal-hal dina.
Perhaps preach louder to our people than any sermon I've ever shared.
Panginten langkung aya gunana pikeun jamaah tibatan khotbah di mana bae.
Be an example to the flock.
Masing jadi tuladan pikeun kawanan domba.
Fulfill your ministry.
Lakukeun tugas pelayanan saderek.
The final thing in this list of priorities.
Anu akhir dina daftar prioritas ieu.
Is rest and recreation.
Nyata reureuh jeung rekreasi.
Look with me in Mark's Gospel, the 6th chapter.
Tinggal sasarengan dina Injil Markus pasal 6.
Mark chapter 6 and verse 31.
Markus 6 ayat 31.
Jesus is speaking to his disciples here.
Yesus nunjunyareos ka murid-muridna.
And he says this.
Mantenna ngadawuh.
And he said to them, "Come aside by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while. For there were many coming and going and they did not even have time to eat."
Ayu sararea urang neangan anu sepi. Supaya bisa jongjon reureuhla. Saur Yesus kamaranena sabab harita teh keur loba pisan jalma balawiri kalitu ka dieu neangan tuangeun.
The ministry can be that way.
Pelayanan tiasa lumangsung.
There are so many people coming and going.
Tapi seueur jalma datang jeung angkat.
There's so much activity going on.
Geura aktivitas anu lumangsung.
There are things happening in our church every day of the week.
Aya anu kajadian di gereja urang tunggal dinten.
There are so many needs.
Seueur kabutuhan.
There are so many desperate people.
Seueur jalma anu putus asa.
You could spend all day every day ministering and never get to everyone.
Bisa ngagunakeun waktu sabanyak poe unggal dinten ngalayanan sakabe jalma.
There are times when Jesus will say to you, "Come aside and rest for a while."
Aya waktuna Yesus nyarios ka saderek hiap sarta reureuh sakedap.
There have been times like the disciples, I haven't even had time to eat.
Aya waktu-waktu lain abdi teu boga waktu pikeun dahar.
You cannot live that way continually.
Kaderek teu bisa hirup kitu terus-terusan.
You must take time to rest.
Kaderek kudu ngayakeun waktu pikeun reureuh.
If you don't, your body will break down.
Lamun henteu, badan kaderek baris ancur.
And you will be forced to rest.
Harta saderek kapaksa reureuh.
We won't take time to turn to this verse of scripture.
Urang ngagunakeun waktu pikeun ayat ieu.
But in 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 8.
Hiji Timotius 4 ayat 8.
It says that godliness is profitable to all things.
Daurkeun ibadah eta mangpaat pikeun sagala.
Bodily exercise profits a little.
Latihan badan aya batas gunana.
Even though it profits just a little.
Kana jan gunana kabatas.
You should get that little.
Kudu saderek menangkeun anu kabatasna.
As well as resting, you should exercise.
Kitu oge reureuh sakuduna saderek latihan.
Do something for recreation.
Lakukeun hiji hal pikeun rekreasi.
If you never do that again, your body will break down.
Amun saderek teu pernah ngalakukeun eta deui, badan saderek baris ancur.
Find something that you like and that benefits your body.
Nah, tiasa anu ku saderek dipikaresep sarta mangpaat pikeun badan saderek. Lakukeun.
It sometimes it just helps to clear your mind.
Kapan ieu oge nulungan ngajernihkeun pikiran.
I know one minister that would go take long walks on the beach.
Abdi kenal seorang pendeta anu baris jalan-jalan jauh di pasisir.
He would get exercise and it was refreshing to him.
Manehna baris olahraga sarta ieu nyegerkeun.
I know some preachers that like to go out and do a sport like
Abdi
play golf.
Kenal beberapa pengkhotbah anu resep indit kaluar kota sarta olahraga.
Now remember, we have our priorities.
Jadi sing inget urang boga prioritas.
After everything else, if you have time left.
Angge sakabeh anu sejen lamun saderek masih boga waktu.
Then go out and do these things.
Angkat kaluar lakukeun hal ieu.
I'll get out and ride a bicycle
sometime.
Angkat
kaluar kadang-kadang tumpak sepeda.
Or I'll go for a long walk.
Abdi baris jalan-jalan ke tempat jauh.
I need to take time to rest.
Perlu ngaluangkeun waktu pikeun reureuh.
There must be a balance of rest and exercise along with ministry.
Kudu aya hiji kaseimbangan antara reureuh jeung pagawe anu salila pelayanan.
Or you can end up Or you can end up like one preacher that I knew.
Cadrek bisa akhirna seperti seorang pengkhotbah.
He preached every day.
Anena khotbah unggal dinten.
Would stay up till 2 o'clock in the morning praying for people.
Jangan nepi ka jam 2 subuh pikeun ngadoakeun jalma-jalma.
He did this month after month, year after year.
Anena ngalakuan sabulan-sabulanna, taun ka taun.
One day he collapsed.
Di dinten manena labuh amruk.
He went to the doctor.
Manena angkat ka dokter.
He was a young man.
Manena teh budak ngora.
But the Bible says the doctor said you have the body of an old man.
Dokter nyarios badan saderek jiga geus kolot.
You've worn your body out.
Gila kakeun badan sorangan.
You have to take time to rest.
Saderek kedah ngayakeun waktu.
He had to sit out of the ministry for a full year.
Anak kudu ngaleupaskeun pelayanan sataun pinung.
While his body recovered.
Sawatara salirana dipulih.
What I'm saying to you is be wise.
Naon kudu ku abdi diucapkeun ka saderek.
Take time to rest.
Aya waktu pikeun leuleuh.
Take time to exercise.
Aya waktu pikeun olahraga.
Don't feel guilty about doing that.
Rasa salah ngalakukeun hal eta.
It is necessary for you.
Perlu pikeun saderek.
When I am rested.
Waktu abdi leuleuh.
And my body is physically fit.
Badan jasmani abdi ngaros fit.
I'm better able to preach and minister.
Abdi khotbah jeung pelayanan langkung sae.
I make decisions.
Abdi ngadamel keputusan.
Based on the priorities of life.
Masarkana prioritas-prioritas.
Number one is my relationship with God.
Nomor hiji nya eta hubungan sareng Allah.
Number two is my family.
Kaduana jeung keluarga.
Number three is the ministry.
Katiluna pelayanan.
Number four is rest and recreation.
Nu kaopatna reureuh sarta rekreasi.
I pray that God would give you understanding.
Dina doa supados Allah masihan ka saderek pangertian.
God bless you as you apply His word.
Dina berkahan saderek waktu saderek nerapkeun pangandikan.
Amen.
Amen.